This week's parsha is Parshas Vayera. So it starts, Vayera elav Hashem belonei mamre, and God appeared to him belonei mamre, because he gave him the eitzah of the milah, the advice of doing a bris milah. So the nevuah, so to speak, of bris milah was going to be in the portion that belonged to Mamre. V'hu yoshev petach ha'ol, and Avram sitting at the opening of his tent after he had his milah, his bris milah in Parshas Lech Lecha, k'chom hayom, in the heat of the day. So we see here, this is the Avram now gets a gilui, a revelation, a nevuah of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Rashi tells us that he sat sitting at the opening of his tent, and because he's ill, a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want to matriach him, bother him with orchim, and that's why it's a very, very hot day. And it's the third day of his bris milah. That's what Rashi tells us. So Avram was interested in getting orchim, as there was a tzart Avram. So because of that tzart, Kodesh Baruch Hu v'yisayinav brought him orchim. He lifted up his eyes. V'yar v'inei shlosha anashim nitzavim alav. Three people standing in front of him. V'yar v'yaratz likratam. He saw and he ran towards them. Mipetach ha'oel, from the opening of his tent. V'yishtachu arza. And he bowed towards them. Towards the land, towards him, but bowed down to them. And then he asked them to come into his tent, blah, blah, blah. Okay? So now, there is something that Chazal learned from here, that Rashi brings. That from this situation with Avram, we learn that it's bigger, hachnosis orchim, to accept guests, right? Then lekabel pnei Hashrina. How do we learn this? Because we see the Kodesh Baruch Hu is communicating with Avram. Avram has a nevuah. Vayera Avram. Elav Hashem. Right? Vayera. That's the name of the parasha. And because of the tzar that Avram wants to have, Orchim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu brings them, and then he runs to the Orchim and he leaves the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That Avram Avinu was in the middle of his nevuah, and then because he had such tzar that no one knows, no passers by, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu, even though it was the third day of his milah and he was in pain, so initially Hakadosh Baruch Hu made it very hot outside, he brought him orchim. And from this we learn that it's much higher level, it's much bigger kabbalas orchim than kabbalas pnei Hashchina. Now b'chora that doesn't make sense. If you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, you're talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu. In the middle of Shemona Esrei. People walk in. You say hi, you stop your Shemona Esrei and you just go to them. Hi, come have a meal, schnitzel today, right? Come have a schnitzel, Machon Shlomo. No, you don't do that. What's happening here? What does it mean, God? In the middle of Nevoah, what's happening? And now it's interesting that this Nevuah was in the place of the person who gave him the Eitzah of the Milah, of his Bris Milah. So it has to somehow be related to Bris Milah. We see, Avram had a Bris Milah. The pain was the pain of the Bris Milah. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu made it. So what's this related to Bris Milah? This is a Gilu, this is a revelation that occurred when Avram's third day of Bris Milah. It occurred in the field of Mamre, who gave him the Eitzah of this Bris Milah. Derech Agav, Mamre, if you learn Memra means word. Mamre is word. Mila means word. Yeah? And here we're saying that in the time of this Bris Mila, from here we learn this interesting Kiddush which we don't understand. That, you know, go give three people food and leave a Kiddush Baruch Hu standing. He comes back to him, leave a Kiddush Baruch Hu standing. That makes sense. It's brought down in Sfarim that God created the world so he could express himself with his midas, with his characteristics. You can't, the midah of goodness, the midah of God, the midah of goodness can't be a proper midah, can't be a proper characteristic unless there's people to express that goodness with. I.e., creation of the world meets from our understanding of God, not from God himself, God doesn't need us, is that God needs to create a world in which he can express himself fully in the world, and in that way, he can somehow be complete in his midas. Now, that doesn't make sense. I'm not going to explain that now, but Torah means when man expresses his internal persona, his internal self. That's what Torah means. Torah is different from Buddhism. Buddhism, you go up there, you go to Nirvana, you go to, you know, enlightenment, and really, you shouldn't come back. Really, you should stay there. Really, what's happening here, the Chumash is, should Avraham Avinu be a Buddhist and stay with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, or should he be a Torah Yid? Should he be a Torah Yid? That's what's happening here. Mila, what's Mila? Mila is the place of connection. When we do Bris Mila, or when you say a word is a gili of das, it's a revelation of your das, it's an expression of a man. When man speaks, he's expressing himself. When man speaks, the schnitzel's great, man is not expressing himself as a man. Man is then the same as an animal. The cow says, this grass is great. No difference between an animal and man in that expression. When man expresses himself with words that show man's higher persona, then man becomes man. The purpose of man is his expression. And that's what we're saying here. Man's purpose is not to connect to God. Just as God's purpose is not to be God. God's purpose, so to speak, from man's point of view, is to be fully expressed in the world. And man is here to express God's mila, his word in the world. That's what Bris Mila is all about. That's why we say, Kashem Shikanas the Mila, just as you entered the Mila, Ken Yikanas the Torah, Torah's expression, Torah, Chuppah, Chuppah's marriage, it's expression of yourself, Umasim Tovin, and good deeds. These are all levels of expression. A Torah Jew is not a Jew to be a Jew who's connecting with the higher worlds. Of course we daven. Of course we learn. But the whole purpose of that learning, like Rashi says, what's Torah Lishma? Torah for the sake of heaven? Is Amunat Lasod, to express the Torah in the world. That's what Chumash is teaching us. And that's what Mila, Mamre, that's what the Eitzah from Mamre, from Mila, for words. We express ourselves, man expresses himself through the words, through teaching, through bringing his persona to be expressed in the world. That's what Hachnasas Orchim is. That Avraham Avinu, the purpose of being Avraham Avinu, Midas HaChesed, is not to stay and be this super intellectual Buddhist, right, and stay with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. No! The purpose is to be bring that connection of a Kodesh Baruch Hu into the world and behave with people and behave and interact with the world with that higher persona of Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Torah. You understand? That's what this is teaching us. And that's what Mila is. That's why it was given on the field of Mamre, who gave him the eights of the Mila. That's why he's called Mamre, he's called Mila, he's called Word. That's why Bris Mila is called a Word. We have a Bris of Aloshan as well, Bris Krutel Aloshan. A Mila is also a new word. You can speak Loshan Hara, and that's bad, and that's like Chas V'Shalom, you're an RL. That's causing you to be disconnected with your real self and not be a proper expressor. Or you can speak Divrei Torah. You can speak Dvarim Tovim to another person. You can connect in a proper way to another person. And that's when Rashi says, so this is a Pasuk in Chumash, Rashi says, when man was created, he was created, Kodesh Baruch Hu created, right? Onkla says, right? with Ruach Malala, the spirit of speech. Man is a speech. This isn't speech of an animal. Rashi says also the animals had speech. Man's speech is different from an animal's. Animals communicate. Man's speech is to bring the higher worlds into expression to the lower worlds. That's what it means, Hachnosas Orchim. And that's higher than Kabbalah Sepulchre Shechina. That's a higher level. There's one level of learning Torah. There's one level of learning Torah Lishma. Of learning Torah for a proper reason, which is Amenat La'asov, to express yourself in the world. Torah is not an intellectual thing. Tefillah is not an intellectual thing or a connection with Sikrish Baruch Hu. That connection has to be brought into the world. That's the Achnasas Orachim. That's what it's teaching us here. It's not going to teach you the halachas of Shmona Esed. If you daven Shmona Esed, you go to get, feed people. No. It's coming to teach you the concept of what Torah is. Torah is to be expression. Shmona Esrei, you have the halachos of Shmona Esrei. Once the Torah is given, there's gedarim of when you should be connecting with Kodesh Baruch Hu and when you should be expressing to man. There's different halachas. There's an order of how you do things. But this is telling you the tzura of what the purpose of these things are. The general tzura, the general form. Now we finished with these orchim. Now, last week we also said this, as a general rule, Maise Avos Simen Labanim. What the Avos did was assign to their children. It doesn't mean it was a sign. It means that how they behaved in their everyday was mashrish, put roots into Klal Yisrael. So now it says that Avraham Avinu said, Yukach Na'am Atmaim, he offers them, take please a little bit of water, V'rachu Tzeregleim, V'shanu Tachat Eitz, and sleep under the tree. V'ka Pat Lechem, and I'll bring you bread, V'sadu Libchem, right? V'chule. So there's water brought, there's bread brought, and then we see that Sarah makes the bread. And then it says, Ve'et ha-bakar, Ratz Avraham, V'yikach ben bakar, he brought ben bakar, Rach v'tov, right? V'yitzel etana, and he gave it elana, which was Yishmael, he gave it to Yishmael to bring the meat. V'yemeh la'sototon, he quickly made it. V'chule. Chazal learned from this whole parasha that what Avraham Avinu did to the Orchim was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us in the Midbar. We had three things happening to us in the Midbar. We got water. Since the water was Al Yedei Shliach, the water we got was through a Shliach, through the rock. We got bread, the man, threat from Sarah, right? She actually didn't give it, but she was supposed to give it. That wasn't Al Yedei Shliach. So we got the man without Shliach. Man fell from us min Hashamayim. The third thing? No, Sarah wasn't a Shliach. Sarah represents the Shechina. Okay, the divine presence. Like Avraham represents that. When Yishmael brought us the meat, right? So that we got the slav, right? Ayadei Shliach, right? So those are the things that are hinted here. Now it's very interesting, right? What was the water for? To drink water, obviously, but also to remove the Avodah Zarah. To racha to raglen, to remove the Avodah Zarah. So the water had two purposes. The water, the main Meriva, was a place in which Moshe Rabbeinu failed Klal Yisrael. There was, that was a place in which he hit the rock and didn't talk to the rock. He didn't make a Kiddush Shem Shemayim, which you have to learn. But basically, when you talk to someone, you're on his level. If you hit someone, you're treating him as an animal. You're not on his level. Moshe Rabbeinu hitting the rock showed he wasn't on the level of Klal Yisrael. They were much lower level, so it wasn't fitting for him to be the manhig. That's why he didn't enter Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua entered Klal Yisrael. We became too lower level for Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah of Moshe wasn't matim anymore. The rock, this the water, right? To have the purpose of drinking and the purpose of removing the Avodah Zarah, there was a drinking is a good thing, right? Avodah Zarah, removing the Avodah Zarah. It's a good thing to remove it, but there's a connection with Avodah Zarah. What means a connection with Avodah Zarah? What's a connection with Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah means you need intermediary. You're not on the level to reach God. That's how the Rambam says Avodah Zarah started. Avodah Zarah started that they couldn't reach God, so they had something that was an intermediary to God. Then they forgot God and started serving the idol. or whatever the stars, or whatever the messengers of God. So too, in a certain sense, it's the same chet in the Mei Meriva. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't on the level, Klal Yisrael wasn't on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. They were on a lower level. They didn't get to the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. That, because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't on the level, he hit them, i.e. that showed, hit the rock, that showed he wasn't on the level to give to Klal Yisrael, i.e. Klal Yisrael needed the intermediary, needed someone else to replace, so to speak, to come in between them. And when Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come down from Boshesh Moshe, the whole chet of Avodah Zarah with the egel, etc., but that was the reason why Klal Yisrael didn't get to the level of Har Sinai. And they really, that's the starting of them not entering Eretz Yisrael, and the starting of not having the Torah of Moshe. Because Moshe Rabbeinu represented Kiviyochol God, Pe'al Pe'a Daberbo. He represented straight coming from God.
Yeah.
There was no like Moshe and an explanation of God. There was directly from God. Yeshua represented Torah Shebal Peh, represented something after the Torah. I had a Torah Shebal Peh, which explains the Torah. It's a lower level. And that's the level of Klal Yisrael. That's what's hinted here. The Avodah Zarah that had to be removed from Klal Yisrael. Right, that's the Rachel Tzuragleim, and the sustenance of the Torah, which is the drinking of the water. But there was, Klal Yisrael were, they had needed that removal. Now, the other about the bread, the man was a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The man was directly from Sarah. If we had got it, the man was a good thing. The Slav, which came because of Yishmael, what did Yishmael represent? What was the Slav? Yishmael represents, remember we learned, Yishmael represents the psolet of Midat HaChesed. The bad of Midat HaChesed. The bad of Midat HaChesed is Taivas. That's what Gemara says. Remember we learned that? Gemara says in Kiddushin that 10 measures of desire came to the world. 9 took Aravia, the Arab world. That's Yishmael. Yishmael represents the psolet Chesed, which is Taiva. The Slav came on the tlunot of Klal Yisrael, Shaloka Hogan, on the desire for meat. They didn't want the man. They didn't want the man. Maybe that's why the man, the bread didn't come. They didn't want the man. They wanted the meat. The meat came. The bread didn't come. They didn't want the man. The man was Lechem Elokim, was man min hashamayim, manhu. It was something that went into a person and completely digested. It was something ruchani. Something spiritual. Maybe that's why in the parasha the man didn't come, because Klal Yisrael didn't really want the man. It wasn't really Klal Yisrael, it was the Erev rather than Klal Yisrael after them. And that's the Slav that came through Yishmael represents this concept of Taiva that was in Klal Yisrael, this concept of desire that wasn't removed from Klal Yisrael, because it came through Yishmael. Yishmael represents this concept of desire in the world. You with me? Understand what I'm saying? We have this whole story with Avram and Sarah. Yeah?
Yeah.
That the Malachim come to tell them that they're going to have children. Right? And what happens? So, it says, Pasukud, I'm going to come back to you, Ke'et Chaya, right? At this time, V'yinei ben l'sar ishtecha. And there's going to be a child to Sarah, your wife. Pasukud base. V'titzchak Sarah b'kirba. Sarah laughed. Lemo. Acharei b'loti haita li edna v'adni zaken. And he says that I'm going to, come back to Sarah. He's going to come back the ability to have children. But my husband, he's an old man. How's he going to have children? So now we see the Kodesh Baruch Hu goes to Avram. And he tells, V'yom Hashem al Avram. Lama ze sachaka Sarah? Why did Sarah laugh? Lemo ha'af umnam eled. How are you going to give child? Vani zakanti. I'm an old woman. How am I going to have children? And he went in and he told Avram. Says Rashi, one second. That's not what really happened. Sarah laughed because Avram was old. Here's HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling a lie to Avram. He's saying that Sarah laughed. Why? Because she's old. So comes Rashi and says, Kodesh Baruch Hu is coming, is Mshanim Ipnei HaShalom. Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis. Okay? Now I want to ask you a question. If I want to do Shalom Bayis, what do? I won't tell Avram anything. Why? Because the Kodesh Baruch go and shnid on Sarah. Go and tell. Avram didn't know what Sarah said. Avram didn't know that Sarah said, my husband is old. How are we going to have children? Sarah just said, and he goes, so what does the Kodesh Baruch go and do? He goes and tells Avram. And now he's saying, why does the Kodesh Baruch go and he changes what he says? And why are we saying that? Because he wants to make Shalom Bayis. You know, I've got a better way of taking Shalom Bayis. Don't tell Avram anything. He didn't know. Big deal. He didn't know. Don't tell him everything. What's Shalom Bayis? Am I telling him and changing the words? He didn't know. Rashi. Shine HaKatub, says Rashi, Mipnei HaShalom. Because of peace. Sharei Hi Amra Ani Zaken. Adoni Zaken. Avraham's old. Here, Kodesh Baruch Hu, when he's speaking to Avraham, tells him that she said that she's old. Don't tell him anything. He's not going to find out. Sarah Imenu was going to hold Yitzchak. Yitzchak was going to be an Ola Tmima. He was going to be a perfect, right, representation of serving God in this world. If Sarah Imenu, there was a chisaron, there was a lack in her emunah, in having a child, that there was a lack in her emunah, that Kodesh Baruch can do such a nes, it was going to affect the child. Kodesh Baruch Hu had to tell Avraham, so then we're going to see that Avraham rebukes her. But how does he have to tell her? In a way that is shalom. That's why he changes. But there was, so it's telling us that not always shalom bias. Not always shalom bias. If your wife, right, is doing something wrong that's going to affect the children, right? Or you're doing something wrong, it's going to affect the children. There has to be a rebuke. Mm-hmm. You have to tell them off. Mm. You have to, but it has to be done nicely. It has to be done in a way that you keep the Shalom Bayis. After we finish speaking about Avram Avinu having a Yitzchak, then we get at this bracha. Avram Hayo Yiyeh Legoy Gadol. Be a very big nation. Atzum, tremendous. V'nivruchu bo kol goye aretz. And through him will come bracha to the whole world. All the nations of the world. Why? Why is that? What makes Avram special? Ki yedativ. I know him. Leman asher yitzaveh et banav. He will command his children, et beito, and his household, acharav, after him, in the ways of Hashem. V'shamru, and he will guard derech Hashem, the ways of Hashem, which are lasot, to do tzedakah, Umishpat and judgment, Leman Havi Hashem al Avraham et Asher Dibeh Elav, in order to bring, Hashem will bring on Avraham that which he said of him. So here we see in Chumash what's the real praise of Avraham. The real praise of Avraham here is that not only he's going in the ways of Hashem, he's going to teach his children and his household after him the ways of Hashem. It's not an individual who's serving Hashem. Klal Yisrael, the whole concept of Klal Yisrael is this concept of transmission. The transmission of the ways of Hashem to the next generation. That was, and through that, Avram brings bracha to the world. So now, if you understand that, there's this concept, and this is this deep idea. The deep idea of Klal Yisrael is, we are the teachers of the world. First, we're the teachers of our children. The teachers of our small world, of our family, of the next small world, our town, the next small world, our country, or city, country, and the world. Klal Yisrael, that's the bracha we're giving the world. The bracha of teaching them Torah, teaching them Derech Hashem. That's the shorish of our bracha. That's the source of our bracha. So the Chumash explains further. So now we see the beginning of Sodom. And it says, "Vayomer Hashem tzakat Sodom v'amora ki raba v'chatatam ki kavda meod." Says that the cry of Sodom is big, V'chatatam ki kavda mod. Says Rabba Loshen Riba, child. So Rashi explains in the next pasuk when it says haketzah kata, her cry. So Rashi says Daushu haketzah kata, like her cry of tzakat Riba, the tzaka of this Riba, the tzaka of this child, this girl. Shehargua, they killed her, but mita mishune, in a funny way. Al shenitna mazon la'ani, like she gave food to a poor person. They killed her. How they killed her, the Gemara explained, they smeared her with honey, and the beasts would come, and they would prick her when they were taking the honey. It came to say the hashkafa, the understanding of Saddam. What the understanding was, that Saddam's hashkafa was, if you give, the giving slowly kills you. Every time you give, you're being pricked, so to speak. You're being taken your life from you little by little until finally the giving is going to kill you. That's why this was done in such a way. That's what the Torah, the Mechadish to us here, the Midrash is explaining to us, is Gemara. The whole story with Avram and Saddam, that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, how can I keep from Avraham what I'm going to do? And now there's a whole dialogue. Maybe there's 50 tzaddikim in the place, i.e. 10 tzaddikim to each city, right? And then he says, maybe there's 45, and with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he is mashdim, the 10. And the Gemara, and the Chumash goes on this whole dialogue until finally we see that there's not enough tzaddikim in each place to save the place. And now, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to destroy Saddam. This whole dialogue is a dialogue that Kadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham represents, or tzaddik of the generation represents, kivyachol, the Shechina in the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu can't do anything in this world without, so to speak, the permission of the tzaddik. So permission of the tzaddik is not the tzaddik and not agreeing with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and arguing with the Kadosh Baruch Hu prevents this hanhag of Kadosh Baruch Hu being expressed in the world. So there's this concept that Avraham, who represents the tzaddik of the generation, influences the hanhaga, the expression of Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Now we have this whole situation. Now the malach is coming before, there's one malach to destroy Sodom, one malach to save Lot. Now we have this whole story with Lot about he brought the malach in, and then Sodom came b'irbuvia towards him. Ve'et anashim asher petach abayit hikub sanverim, that the malach blinded them, mikaton v'ad gadol, first the ketanim, then gedolim, b'irbuvia, it should be first the gedolim, and then the ketanim, v'yelu limtzot ha'petach, they couldn't find the opening. Now, they ask for the orchim, and they want to kill them. Instead, what happens is, Lot says, they came, tachat tzel korati, they came under my house, right? Rak l'anashim ha'el al ta'asu davar, ki al kein ba'u b'tzel korati. They came under my house. V'yome gashala v'yomu echad, v'al agur v'yishpot shafot ata. You came to live here, now you're going to judge us? And they came, v'yishu l'shpot ata. They came to break down the door. Now Lot says a very funny thing. Beforehand he says, "Vine ali shtei banot. I have two daughters. Asher lo yadu ish. Who don't know man. Otziana. I'll give them. Please take them. Ve'tena lechem. I'll give them to you. Vasu lehem ketoba nechem. Do what you want with them. Rak l'anashim el al tasu davar. These people don't do anything. Ki al ken ba'al b'tzel korati. So this does not make sense. He wants to do a tova. He wants to do something good for these people. And instead, he's doing good to these people at the expense of his own children. That's not the chesed of Avraham. The chesed of Avraham is first your children, then other people. Here, Lot, who had this idea of chesed, had his eye. He was mechunach. He got the chinuch, the education of chesed, from the house of Avram. But it was a chesed without a meaning, without a depth. There's no way that you care so much for your orchim at the extent of your children, that he was willing to give his children over and to save the orchim. That shows that Lot's whole concept of chesed was incorrect, was completely messed up. And that was the difference between Avram. The chesed Avram, like we said before, was leman asher yitzaved banav beit acharav, in order to teach his children the derech Hashem, the way of Hashem. It starts at home. Chesed starts at home. Now we have this whole story of Lot leaving with his children, and then his wife looking back, and he goes to a place, and his wife looking back, because she didn't give salt to the Orchim, she didn't deserve to see the destruction of Sodom. She was also Meshutaf, she was also relevant to that destruction. Having her seeing that, she was Nesfa, she was caught up in the destruction herself, she turned into a pillar of salt. Mida keneged mida, because she didn't give salt to the Orchim. We also learn the halacha, we have a concept of called Mayim Achronim. Mayim Achronim is that you have to remove the residue of the food from a person's hand, and the main reason being because of the salt of Sodom. The salt of Sodom, what's the salt of Sodom? It's a special salt, right? Tosa says we don't have it normally nowadays, so we don't need to do it. Rambam and other Rishonim argue, since it was a takana of Chazal, it remains that takana. But the whole concept of Mayim Achronim, this concept of Melech Sodomi, the salt of Sodom, is that Chas v'Shalom, a person will, this salt will touch his eye and it could blind him, because it would absorb all the leichut, all the moisture from the eye, and can cause blindness. So therefore we wash our hands. We have to understand why this concept of Mayim Achronim, what this represents. A person finishes a meal, his hands are dirty. V'kidashtem, he, the pasuk we learn it, we clean our hands before we bench. It makes sense that we're going to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we clean our hands for residue of food that's on our hands. And it's a chov because of this Melech Sodomit, i.e., we're doing a process, we're removing from ourselves any resemblance of Sodom, any concept of Sodom, before we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I.e., we have no attachments. We have nothing, even our hands, even the residue, what's left on our hands, is removed from us before we bench, before we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the whole concept of benching, the whole concept of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the recognition of the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to us. Sodom, the whole ma'arechet of Sodom, is there's no concept of them doing good to other people. Memeila, there's no concept of God. There's no concept of a being who does good to them. There's no hakara satov. So we completely remove from our hands any concept, any melech sodomit. Melech sodomit, which chas v'shalom, if touches a person's eye, can cause them to blind, shows a blinding outlook in life. Your eyes are eyes of Ayin Tova. The eye of a Jew should be an eye of a good eye, to see the good in the world. And when you see the good in the world, you recognize the good and you praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Melech Sodomit blinds us. It draws all our sight away from us, that we don't see properly. We don't see the goodness in the world. That's Ayin Ra. That's removing our eyesight, our proper, our real eyesight from us. So that before we bench, we have to have proper eyes. Ayin Tova. That's why the Gemara says, someone who has Ayin Tova, hu yivarach. He should make the blessing. And that's the opposite of removing this concept of melech. Melech, the melech of Sodom, which represents the drawing out of this proper seeing from a person, the blinding of a person from the real world, from the Ayin Tova of the world. The whole story of Lot. with his two daughters. They think the world was destroyed, and they were mechaven l'shem shemayim. They give wine to their father, and the first child, the oldest, had Moav, and the second child, Bnei Amon. And now the second child, there was more pshia, there was more negligence on the father after the first time. And we know from Chazal that from Moav comes Rut, and from Rut comes David HaMelech, Ayimelech HaMashiach. So from somewhat incestual relationship comes Mashiach. This needs to be understood. And also, we see that the whole concept of Ruth, who married Boaz, that it wasn't simple at all. David HaMelech, later, who was a descendant of Ruth, right, was considered by his father, Psule Kahal, was considered an improper child. Until Boaz came, right? Shmuel came and accepted him as Mashiach Hashem, and paskened that, and the truth in the time of Boaz was really paskened. We see in Megillas Rut that Moavi velo Moavit, and the reason is because here the father didn't do a proper action. He was negligent, and that he got drunk. And he's more negligent than the second birth of Bnei Amon. That's why from Bnei Amon we don't see Shalshelet of Mashiach, and it's only from Moav, because it wasn't so negligent to the father, and there was the Shem Shemaim of the mother, right? She felt that she was bringing the world to fruition, because the world was destroyed. So she was the Shem Shemaim, so therefore Chazal see that the female side of Moav was Ruhi Levo B'Kahal. Also of Ne'amon was Ruhi Levo, but from Moav, there wasn't so much negligence of the father, came Mashiach, which was Ruth and David HaMelech. And the shorish of that is, because here there was a kavanah for kiyum of the world. There was a kavanah of bringing the world to its establishment. And that's the kavanah of Mashiach. Mashiach is the one that brings the world to its establishment, which is the kavanah of the daughters of Lot. Now we have the story of Avimelech, similar to Paro, I'm not going to go into it. Then we have the birth of Sarah. And straight after the birth, we have the separation of Yishmael from Yitzchak. Sarah says to send him away. And straight after the sending away of Yitzchak, we have the Akedah. Sending away of Yishmael, we have the Akedah of Yitzchak. Vayi acha dvarim ha'ele ve'elokim nisa et Avram. Kodesh Baruch Hu tested Avram. Now, the test was of Avram and also the test of Yitzchak. The test of Avram was that he has midat ha'chesed, but his giving, his caring for Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the giving over Kodesh Baruch Hu's rotzen in the world, it still had to be have a gvul, have a boundary. And the boundary was here set that Avram, the thing a person loves the most is his child. And Avram, who represents Midas HaChesed, Midas HaAva, must have had tremendous Ava from his child. And here he was tested. He was told to give the thing that he loved the most to Kodesh Baruch Hu, i.e., the chesed, the love of Avram had to be mishubed, had to be nullified to the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was a tikkun, that was a complete fixing of the midah of chesed. Yitzchak, in the Akedah, his avoda was to become an Ola Tmima. That's why the tzivui of shechting Yitzchak was a tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the removal of not shechting was when the Malach told Avram not to shecht, and then he stopped. I.e., mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yitzchak was shechted. Yitzhak was an Ola Tmima. Mitzad the Malach, mitzad the world, he was still living. Right, so that's what it means that we still see the Afa of Yitzhak Avinu on the Mizbeach. That means in Machshava, in the worlds of Machshava, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yitzhak was shechted. Yitzhak was a complete Ola Tmima, but he was still living in the world. He was living in the world without the Yitzhahara. And that's what it means when it says that when the Malach cried, when he saw that Avram was about to shecht Yitzhak, and the tears fell on Yitzhak's eyes and it blinded him. And Chazal say, from that moment on, Pascha went away from Yitzhak. His Yetzirah was not so connected with the world, the physical world, because he was, that was the Maisa that created Yitzhak to be this Ola Tmima, i.e. Yitzhak Midas Hadin is being completely connected to the spiritual world. That was the avod of Yitzhak. He being in this world, and he'd be completely connected with the higher spiritual worlds. That was what represented this Akedah, the Shibud of Avram, his Midah Chesed to the Ratzon, to the will of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the Yitzhak still being in this world, yet being a complete Eved Hashem in a complete way, being completely connected to Olam Haba. That's to the world to come and to the higher worlds. That's the Midah of Din that's represented in Yitzhak Avinu. Alav Shalom.